This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Developers have until next Tuesday to submit plans for the old YMCA site on Lake Avenue in downtown Racine. The city will review proposals next month and interview finalists. There are plans for eventual public listening sessions. Modine Manufacturing may soon have a new name, but they say they'll keep their headquarters and operations in Racine. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the change is tied to a planned $1 billion sale expected to close October 1st. Racine Unified students return to school in 1 week with new cell phone rules. Younger RUSD students must keep phones off all day, while high school students can use them during lunch and passing time. Burlington police are warning about more counterfeit bills in the area. They're urging people to check cash for security features before accepting it. Community groups are asking Wisconsin regulators to reject a proposed We Energy's rate increase. It could raise household electric bills by more than $20 a month by 2028. The utility says the plan would help meet demand and replace older power plants. And Wind Point Lighthouse Tower climbs are back. They're resuming after an inspection-related closure. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison police are looking for suspects accused of attempting to burglarize a woman's home over the weekend. The police department explained yesterday the victim found two men in her bathroom and was able to scare them off by throwing her cane at them. The two suspects were allegedly going through medicine bottles when she found them, but they ran off before police arrived. It's unclear if they got away with anything, but the woman was not hurt during the incident. The Wisconsin DOT wants to hear from the public about their Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. The plan highlights efforts to improve accessibility on Wisconsin's transportation system. It also aims to find the specific barriers within their facilities and transportation infrastructure. People can submit comments through an online comment form on WISDOT's website until September 17th. One person is injured after being shot in the foot in Madison. Madison police responded Friday afternoon to reports of the shooting. When police arrived, the suspect had already run away. Officers determined the victim had been shot in the bathroom. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. The incident remains under investigation. A kangaroo is on the loose in Columbia County after escaping from a trailer. It happened Sunday morning near Portage when four kangaroos were being transferred between vehicles. The Wisconsin State Patrol says two of the animals were hit by vehicles and didn't survive, while a third was recovered by the owners. The fourth kangaroo ran off near Wisconsin 78 and Interstate 39 and is still unaccounted for. Troopers requested Wisconsinites not pull over on the side of the road to look for the missing animal. Wisconsin is receiving high marks as one of the most enjoyable states. Finance website WalletHub recently ranked the most fun states in America based on several key factors. The states were judged on the price of movie tickets, access to national parks, nightlife, and more. The Badger State was ranked 16th overall. In case you were wondering, California had the highest score and ranked first. A Wisconsin prosecutor has declined to charge Elon Musk after a dispute over a $1 million giveaway during last year's state Supreme Court campaign. La Crosse County District Attorney Tim Gernke says the evidence did not show that anyone received money for voting or agreeing to vote. Musk first said the rally was for people who had voted, then clarified that people had to sign a petition opposing activist judges to attend. The State Elections Commission referred the case after the rally in Green Bay, and the original prosecutor stepped aside because of a conflict of interest. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state lawsuit over federal grant rules that affect public safety programs in Wisconsin. The challenge focuses on about $6 million in potential state funding for law enforcement and juvenile justice. The Trump administration is requiring states to cooperate with Homeland Security immigration enforcement in order to receive the grants. Call calls that an abuse of power, while the administration has not been quoted in the lawsuit materials provided. Wisconsin Republicans have nearly twice as much campaign money as Democrats as the November midterms get closer. GOP party committees have brought in $43 million, while Democratic committees have raised $22.2 million, according to recent campaign finance filings. Much of the Republican total comes from three major donors, Richard and Elizabeth Eline and Diane Hendricks. Democrats say more money may come in now that their governor's primary is over. Republicans say their fundraising lead shows the party is united and ready to compete. A popular country music star is welcoming UW-Madison students back to school in style. The Wisconsin Union announced Kane Brown will be performing a free concert for students on Saturday, September 5th, just days after classes begin on campus. Students can get their free ticket online, while non-students can stream the concert on Amazon Live. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A lesson learned. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Mets go at it again tonight at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. The Brewers losing in a close one in extra innings to the Mets last night, 3-2. Manager Pat Murphy pulled Cooper Pratt out of the game when he failed to take second base after a hit to right field in the fifth inning.
I know who this kid is. He's a great kid. It's not laziness, but you got to have your head in the game because these games like today comes down to Lindor's great catch or an errant throw or whatever. So you've got to be locked in if you're going to play at this level.
NFL, the Arizona Cardinals in Green Bay to face the Packers in a joint practice session before Friday night's final preseason game. Tight end Tucker Kraft getting more playing time each day. Is he any closer to getting a new contract?
It's good to see him out there. I mean, you know, he's worked his tail off. As far as the contract goes, it doesn't have any really effect on that. And then no real updates there.
That's the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, comfortable, less humid. Our high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.